Hello, welcome back to West Coast XC in our latest episode, episode 13 for those scoring at home. For those watching this on YouTube, if you wouldn't mind pressing the subscribe button, that would be so helpful. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or if you're listening on Spotify, if you could follow us, that would be fantastic. We've gained some followers since we started doing this in late November. It's super encouraging and we appreciate all the support. Today's episode, we're going to be talking with Robin McGillis of Wildwood Running. This weekend, they're having their annual Wildwood Mile, which is in downtown Portland. She'll talk more about that. Some exciting things happening there. Before we talk to Robin, I want to kind of go over some highlights from this weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend in distance running. There's something new called the circuit, which has been going throughout the different parts of the United States, like Chicago and New York. And last week it was in Boston, and the circuit had an exciting 3000 with some national caliber runners doing great, like TJ Hansen of Freeland High School in Michigan won the 3000 in a time of 8:10.24, finished ahead of Jack Grafeo of Westford Academy of Massachusetts in a time of 8:12. And then in the women's race, Keegan Edwards of Mountain Vista and Zariel Macchia of William Floyd ran really close. 9:31 for Keegan to win, 9:31.69, and Zariel ran 9:31.73. That places them fifth and sixth on the 2025 indoor season. Super great times. The circuit will have one more race, which will be in Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania this weekend. That circuit race that I just talked about was in Boston. It was at the New Balance indoor facility, but Boston also has Boston University indoor facility that is used by a lot of college meets because of their fast track, and it was very fast for some of our athletes from the Pacific Northwest. That includes Owen Powell of Mercer Island. So Owen last week at the Husky Classic broke the 4-minute barrier for the first time. He ran 3:57. He was the first Washington high school athlete to ever break 4 minutes. And then he did it again last week. This time he ran 3:56.66, which now is the new indoor high school mile record. He ran about a second faster than what Hobbs Kessler ran a few years ago when Hobbs Kessler was in high school. Don't feel bad for Hobbs Kessler. We'll talk about him in a second. He had a very nice weekend himself. And so now Owen owns the high school record for indoor meets, indoor seasons. And then last week we had we had Keenan Gray from Dice Dad. We were like just going crazy over the Crater High School in Southern Oregon. You have Josiah Tossenson and Tavon Kitchen who broke 8 minutes in the 3000. They're only the second high school athletes from the same school to do that. Then what makes them more unique is it happened in the same race last week and in the same year, of course. Well, they repeated that in the same heat. They both broke 4 minutes. So that's never been done before. Two high school kids in from the same school. Josiah ran a very fast time of 3:57 and 3:57.41, and Tavon Kitchen ran 3:59.61. Two Crater athletes under four. Pretty incredible. So that's in Boston. Now we'll fly over to Idaho at Pocatello, Idaho, where the Idaho State University is, at the Simplot Games. And Jane Hedegren of Timpview, Utah, ran an incredible 3200 at 9:37.50. It's, you know, if you convert it to the 2 mile, that's the second fastest 2 mile in the history of high school running, outdoors or indoors. And you should also know that Jane ran at Pocatello. That is 4,500 feet above sea level. So she's battling the altitude. And they also run on these old-fashioned boards that you don't really see anymore on indoor tracks. And now indoor tracks like at Boston or New Balance are in these like synthetic tracks that are a little bit faster. So she ran on these old-fashioned boards, which is pretty darn cool. So congratulations to Jane. Last week when I was talking with Keenan, we were talking about the distance medley and how fast they were at the Husky Classic. Well, there's about, you know, we're running close to having the deadline for the NCAA indoor qualifying standards. This weekend will be the last weekend in which they can qualify. So teams are trying to get their distance medley times to be in the top 16. And Virginia ran 9:14.19, which is technically the NCAA record for the men's DMR. When I say technically, Washington ran 0.09 faster last week at the Husky Classic. But the University of Washington's track is 309 meters long, and so it's not, and you can't really officially get records, but they do recognize it as a way to qualify for the NCAA indoor meet. So congratulations to the Virginia men. Oregon women ran 10:42.05 in Boston, where Josiah and Owen and Tavon ran 9:42.05 to set also an NCAA record, but also like Virginia, last week BYU ran faster. So did Stanford, NAU, and Washington. But again, that track's oversized, so it's not recognized as an official NCAA record. And but still, Oregon ran a really fast time, puts them in the conversation to be NCAA champions. And there were so many fantastically fast times last week that it really has changed the top 16 in the DMR. And it may change again this weekend. There's a lot of conference championships this weekend. And then lastly, I want to highlight the USATF Indoor Championships in New York. Nikki Hiltz and Hobbs Kessler won both the 1500 and the 3000. The 3000 was run on Saturday. Hiltz ran 8:48.24 and beat Shelby Houlihan, who came back from her four-year suspension. And then we had Kessler, Hobbs Kessler, running 7:38.00 and beating Dylan Jacobs by 0.02. Very close race in the 3000. Then on Sunday, Hiltz came back and won the 1500 in 4:05.07. Beating Sinclair Johnson, who's going to be mentioned next in our podcast because Sinclair Johnson's going to be involved in the Wildwood Mile festivities this weekend. So stick around, listen for that. And then we also saw Hobbs Kessler win the 1500 in 3:38.82. So won a double championship. Josh Hoey of the 800 broke the indoor American record, 1:43.24 to win the 800. It's the American record he set at the Millrose Games. Nia Akins won her second indoor 800 meter title in 1:59.31. And so outstanding performances by American athletes. Some of them will then go to China and run the world championships that are happening later on in March. And so just fun weekend last weekend. Just want to highlight all those. But we want to highlight what's happening this weekend in Portland, Oregon, which is the Wildwood Mile, which is races geared for women of all abilities. And Robert McGillis is going to be coming on next to talk more about it and give us some highlights of what's going to be coming up this weekend. We're happy to have Robin McGillis of Wildwood Running here today. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
And this weekend is the Big Wildwood Mile. There are two events. First, I'm going to ask you about the second event, which is on Saturday, is the Wildwood Mile. I want to ask you the evolution of the Wildwood Mile. How long you've been doing it? How did you guys get it started?
Yeah, we, the first year we did it, this is our third year doing the Wildwood Mile. The first year we partnered with the then head coach, Lewis and Clark. We had met with him and kind of brainstormed doing a fun female-centered event that just promoted Wildwood and brought kind of a unique event to the running scene in Portland that we hadn't seen before. So we gave it a go. It was the first year, I think, at Lewis and Clark, it was about 100 runners participated, maybe just under. And then last year we doubled, we grew to 200. We moved it to Lincoln High School, which I think was a great move because one, it was a new track, so that was fun. And two, it's in the city, so it's a little bit more centrally located for people to get to. And then this year we're on track to get to about 300, I think, is entries are looking right now.
Right. And registration, we're recording this on Wednesday. It's going to close in a few hours.
Yeah, closes at 8 o'clock, but we do have day of, so it closes at 8, but then we do have day of registration at the event starting at 3:30, which is an hour before the first event. You can arrive, and it's a little more expensive, but still pretty reasonable, $15. Goes to really just to cover our costs for putting on the event. To be honest, we're to the cost of timing and other things that we're putting towards the event, so.
And you have a new event which is the panel. You're having a panel on Friday night. And can you explain that?
We thought it might be fun to do kind of a female-focused event, female-centered panel. We have a lot of great running history and groups here in the Portland area. So the panel is going to consist of four athletes, and I think it's going to be really unique because it's kind of like each of these runners are at different places in their life of their running career. So you'll get different perspectives. So we have Sinclair Johnson, who's a current pro athlete, just earned a berth to the World Championships in the
Good,
1500 for indoor, which was awesome. Ran a great race there. And then we have two local elite runners, high school kids, Emma Bennett, who's heading to Georgetown in the fall. And she was the winner of our first inaugural Wildwood Mile. And then we have Ellery Lincoln, who is a sophomore at Lincoln High School and was the winner of last year's Wildwood Mile. And then we have Marie Markham, who is co-founder of Wildwood, huge history of running here in Portland with going to Lincoln High School and then running at U of O, a multi-time All-American. So I think it's, and I'm going to moderate. And we're just going to talk to them about, their favorite things about the sport, barriers, things they've encountered as athletes and how they've overcome them, and kind of share information. We're opening it up to 40 for free, 40 people. It's filled at this point, but Runner Space is going to be filming
Oh,
the
good.
panel so people can watch it later. And I encourage them to do so. I think it's going to be a really good conversation.
That was my question. So it's sold out,
Yep, sold out.
but people can watch it later on Runner Space.
Yep,
It's
yep.
at the Wyden and Kennedy Building, which is
Yep. Yeah. So it was kind of fun. So we got connected. Actually, at the She Flies event, we got a She Flies grant last year for Wildwood for an event that we hosted. So the She Flies event, I met Ashton Eaton, and we had some conversations. He connected us with him and his wife, Brianne Thiessen Eaton, both live in town in the Tualatin area. So Brianne ended up coming on board and helping us organize the panel. She has been really wanting to give back to the sport of track and field. And so we've been lucky enough to partner with her in the panel event this go around. And she organized the event space and helped us just with all the logistics. So it's been really great to work with her.
It's a cool location at Wieden and Kennedy. For the audience members will know this advertising company because they do all the amazing Nike commercials, and they also do the ESPN Sports Center, really funny commercials they do. They're really creative people, and it's a cool space that you guys are going to go to. I'm really
Yeah, I'm
excited for you
excited.
guys. You guys are big time now with a panel.
Well,
That's so great. And you can watch it. I was wondering if it was sold out, so we could watch it. So we could watch it in Runner Space later. Speaking of Runner Space, this is the first time that they're covering your Runner Space mile. I mean, Runner Space Wildwood Mile on Saturday night.
Yep, they're going to be covering the entirety of the event. So people will be able to watch it live if they want. And we are going to have two local commentators calling the races. We're going to have Chris Bennett and then Sarah Schwald, who, so Chris Bennett, obviously Nike, big Nike guy, Nike running, does a lot of different events. And then Sarah Schwald, who's mom of Ellery Lincoln, but also an amazing runner in her own right at University of Arkansas and for Nike and what have you. So I think those two calling the event, they'll really be able to bring a kind of a unique perspective and really keep the viewers involved in all the races.
That'd be great. Okay, so that people need to have a Runner's Space Plus account.
You do need to have an account to log in to watch it.
Yeah, and it's worth it because there's so many great events they have throughout the year. So you would really, it's worth the
I
investment.
use it all the time.
Me too. I
I
use
mean,
it all the
there's,
time. We put on this big meet in the fall, and sometimes I don't remember. Like, was that section too narrow? And they film our meet, and so I can see like, okay, we got to widen that out next year. I
how
would
they
just
navigate
study.
it.
Yeah, you can just go anywhere and find all this really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have a race on Saturday. What do you think? 10 to 12 heats?
I think 10 to 12 heats, maybe 13 at the most. Oh, and then the one fun thing, we've just decided to do kind of last minute. We're going to see how it works. We're going to do a 4x4 at the end of the
Well, fun.
meet. And we kind of polled some coaches, and they all seemed interested. So when kids come to check in, we're going to ask, or anybody comes to check in, we're going to ask them if they'd like to participate. And then we're going to make teams that will be a hodgepodge from different
Oh,
schools.
fun.
So I think that, and the girls seemed excited about the idea. So
Oh, that's gonna be great. And then you have more athletes than last year, you mentioned.
We're on our way to 300. So I think we'll get to 300. Which will be about 100. We've grown 100 each year,
That's amazing.
which has been good. I mean, the weather is going to work out, it looks
Yes,
like,
it's gonna be
which
lovely
will
here.
be
Yes.
helpful. And we're going to have some vendors. She Flies, Sport Oregon's going to have a booth out there, and then On Running is going to have a booth out there, and they're going to be doing some testing shoes for kids. So we're trying to have it more of like a fun atmosphere for the kids where they have different things to do in the interim. I think at the She Flies one, kids, people can make posters. So if you want to make a poster to cheer on your athlete, and we just encourage people to come out and watch. It's just a fun event, and the more the
It's free,
merrier.
right, to come and
It's
watch.
free to come and watch. And there we had a lot of spectators last year, and I think the kids just had a really fun time. It's, track and field officially starts. Practices start that next Monday, so I think it's kind of a good kickoff to the season.
And so we're talking about an event that is the deadline's kind of tonight. This will probably be shown on Thursday. They can still sign up late, but we could also just encourage people to do this next year. It'll be around this time next year, end of February, early March.
We do it the same time every year, so
Yeah.
yeah,
So
it's kind
if
of a
you're
good.
watching this and think, hey, I want to be a part of this, but I'm not going to be able to make it this year.
Come
They're the
on
fourth
out.
annual, and it'll be even bigger. It'll be bigger
Yeah.
next year too.
Exactly.
Wow, it's gonna be fun. And you have some entries from. You told me that they're at another at our previous podcast in January that you are getting people from farther away than just Portland.
Yeah, we have some Washington kids coming. We have a few from Colorado, and then a couple of California.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, that's really awesome. Exciting.
yeah, it
Okay.
is a thing.
So I'll be there. I'll take pictures. Kids can download the photos. Runner Space will
Great.
be there. You can watch it.
Great.
It'll be super fun. You got great announcers. I'm looking forward to it. The weather is going to be pretty decent. We were a couple years ago, it was really cold. Remember that? It was
The
really
first year we did it, it was really cold.
it
It
just
didn't
but
snow, but it was cold.
yeah, I mean that's pretty typical this time of year in Portland. So it's a little bit balmy out here right now. It's going to be really nice.
It is. It's
So
like 60 out and
yeah, oh,
sunny right
that's
now.
I know that's short sleeve weather for us. Well, Robin, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah,
And
you
we look
bet.
forward to watching it either in person on Saturday night and or watching it at Runner Space Live or and Runner Space Plus, and also watching the panel later on when Runner Space edits that and puts it out too.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Ken.
We want to thank Robin McGillis for coming on this week on our podcast, celebrating women's running at the Wildwood Mile that's coming up this weekend. For those of you that don't live in Portland who'd like to watch it, remember you can watch on Runner Space Plus this weekend. There's also a panel on Friday, and that'll be shown a little bit later, maybe a day or two after it's over. You could watch that also, where you'll see four different athletes at four different periods of their athletic careers talking about their running experience. Should be outstanding. And so look for that. I'll be there taking pictures on Saturday. So if you are running that race and you'd like a free photo, you can download it. Or if you're just interested in seeing what it looks like at Lincoln High School, check out our photos. Thanks a lot for listening. Always remember to follow us on our audio podcast and subscribe on YouTube. And remember, West Coast is the best coast.